This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said engineers should be more efficient and active to fulfill the vision of the state. Citizens above 18 years being administered anti-COVID-19 booster dose in Kathmandu from today. And heat wave grips Europe as heat wave heads north. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said that engineers are promoters of nation building and conductors of development. On the occasion of the 60th Engineers Day organized by the Nepal Engineers Association in Kathmandu, Prime Minister Deoba said that engineers play an incomparable role in the development of modern infrastructure facilities in order to advance the design and construction of development infrastructure in the country at a faster pace and support the economic development of the country. Prime Minister Deoba added that engineers are the ones who build infrastructures according to the vision of the state and mentioned that engineers should be professional and active in order to develop economic prosperity and fulfill the needs of the people. Prime Minister Deoba expressed his commitment that the government will support engineers to make them more skilled. Prime Minister Deoba also honored the engineers who have made a great contributions to the nation in 7 different categories. In the program, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management, Muhammad Istiak Rai, said engineers should maintain their professional dignity without making any compromises in the construction of the infrastructure. Citizens above 18 years of age are being administered a booster dose vaccine against COVID-19 in Kathmandu from today. The District Health Office of Kathmandu has informed that a booster dose of Covishield vaccine against coronavirus is being administered to citizens above 18 years of age in all health institutions in Kathmandu. Acting head of the health office, Basanta Adhikari, said the ones completing 3 months after their second dose of anti-COVID-19 vaccine are eligible for booster doses. The vaccination campaign, which started today, will continue till Friday. Vaccinations will be available at all health institutions from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. CPN UML Senior Vice Chairperson Ishwar Pokharel has said the country was pursuing the implementation of the constitution. Speaking at a press conference organized in Biratnagar today by the Province 1 Committee of Press Chautari Nepal, Leader Pokharel said constitution is not unchangeable and can be amended if need be. In another context, he said, province number 1 should be named as per the common consensus and the decision accordingly should be acceptable to all, while stating that the authority of naming the province is solely vested in the provincial assembly. Of the total 3,564 tests conducted, the Chitwan district reported 213 cases of dengue last fiscal year. According to Health Office Chitwan's Public Health Officer Gitanjali Dhakal, the figure is less than the previous fiscal year, which recorded 247 cases out of 1,986 tests. Dengue is a viral infection caused by the bite of an infected mosquito. Fever, reddish eye, eye pain, headache, stomach pain, joints, muscle pain, and laziness are primary symptoms of dengue fever, which is sometimes fatal. Dengue fever lasts for 5 to 7 days and it can cause a drop in the counts of white blood cells and platelets, leading to immunity loss. Staying away from the mosquito and its bite is the major prevention of the disease. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places in Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Similarly, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces tonight. As per the latest weather information shared by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 20.5 degrees Celsius, while the maximum temperature was 29.4 degrees Celsius with 2 millimeters of rain in the last 24 hours. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Western Europe is facing more sweltering temperatures today as a ferocious heat wave heads north. In France and the UK, extreme heat warnings were issued, while northern Spain recorded temperatures of 43 degrees Celsius yesterday. Wildfires in France, Portugal, Spain and Greece have forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes. Wildfires in recent days have forced more than 30,000 people to flee, with emergency shelters set up for evacuees. Yesterday, the Netherlands recorded its hottest day of the year so far, and it is expected to be hotter today, with temperatures forecast to top 39 degrees Celsius in the southern and central regions of the Netherlands. Forecasters say heat wave is heading north, with Belgium and Germany expected to see temperatures around 40 degrees Celsius in the coming days. Heat waves have become more frequent, more intense and last longer because of human-induced climate change. The world has already warmed by about 1.1 degrees Celsius since the industrial era began, and temperatures will keep rising unless governments around the world make steep cuts to emissions. More than 2,000 tourists have been stranded in a Chinese coastal city after a surge in coronavirus cases. Officials in Beihai locked down urban areas and ordered the mass testing of its 1.9 million residents over the weekend. It comes as concerns grow about the impact of China's zero-COVID policy on the world's second-largest economy. Last week, official figures showed the country's economy shrank in the second quarter of this year as COVID-19 restrictions hit firms and consumers. Elsewhere in China, authorities are stepping up measures to combat rising COVID cases. Yesterday, Shanghai's local government said it would require residents in more than half of its 16 districts to be tested for the virus after holding similar tests last week. The major financial, trade and manufacturing center only reopened in June after 2 months of lockdown. On Friday, government data showed the country's economy contracted sharply in the second quarter of this year as widespread coronavirus lockdowns had a major impact on businesses and consumers. According to an anticipated report, Australia's environment is in a shocking state and faces further decline from amplifying threats. The survey of Australia's ecological systems, conducted every 5 years, found widespread abrupt changes. These can be blamed on climate change, habitat loss, invasive species, pollution, and mining. The threats are not only being adequately managed, meaning they are on a track to cause more problems. The koala and gangang cockatoo are among more than 200 animals and plant species with upgraded threat since 2016. Many of those species are unique to Australia. In recent years, Australia has suffered severe drought, historic bushfires, successive years of record-breaking floods, and 6 mass bleaching events on Great Barrier Reef. Australia has vowed to cut carbon emissions by 43% on 2005 levels by 2030. Under its previous government, the target was 26-28%. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said engineers should be more efficient and active to fulfill the vision of the state. Citizens above 18 years being administered anti-COVID-19 booster dose in Kathmandu from today, and heatwave grips Europe as heatwave heads north. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.